On the road of life, where are you heading? With all the twists, turns, and potholes around every corner, is there a purpose to your life's journey? And how do you know which way to go? Do you realize that God has given you the ultimate roadmap? He's mapped out an amazing path that reveals His plan. Now, once you've discovered your way along this road, you'll come to see what God has in mind for your future and the future of all mankind. But here's the reality. Most Christians don't know and don't follow God's biblical roadmap. What about you? Stay tuned to Beyond Today as we discover how the Bible reveals God's plan, God's roadmap.
Join our host Steve Myers and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
Have you ever gotten lost on a trip? Perhaps you've assumed you knew the way. You may have had the mistaken idea that the path was the direct route. Then you realized it didn't take you where you thought it would. The correct destination wasn't at the end of your journey. You ended up somewhere you didn't intend. Now, in the same way, most Christians assume that the interstate on the biblical roadmap goes directly from this life straight to heaven. But you know what? Even though there's a lot of traffic on that highway, even though a lot of people take for granted that's where they're headed when they die, in reality, it's a dead end. Now, it may sound startling to you. You probably would be surprised to discover that millions of Christians have neglected to use the biblical roadmap that God has freely given. As strange as it may seem, most have misread God's map. And when you misread a map, the saying goes, a miss is as good as a mile. You're going to be way off track. Here's an important point. God has clearly mapped out our salvation through the holy days that He reveals in the Bible. These days clearly show the roadmap to God's true plan. Think about it. Would Almighty God, who has formed everything from the vast universe right down to the tiniest atomic particle, would He create human beings without planning? Without mapping out the finest future for us? We're instructed in the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. Always let Him lead you, and He will clear the road for you to follow. Now, I hope you'll stay with me as I challenge you to discover what God has truly planned for mankind's journey, your journey through the basic biblical roadmap to God's plan of salvation. Now, I hope you won't assume that you already know the way. Remember what Jesus taught in Matthew 7, verse 13? He said, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." So you see, Jesus compared life to an excursion. He said that most are going the wrong way. They haven't consulted the spiritual roadmap, and they don't understand the right way. Have you really studied what God has planned in His Word? Which road that Jesus mentioned are you traveling? You see, life shouldn't be just an unplanned, casual trip. The Message translation puts it this way. Don't look for shortcuts to God. The market is flooded with surefire, easygoing formulas for a successful life that can be practiced in your spare time. Don't fall for that stuff, even though crowds of people do. The way to life, to God, is vigorous and requires total attention. You see, it's like driving. When you're driving, you can't afford to be distracted. And you can't afford to be distracted when it comes to learning what the Bible really teaches about the plan of God. You see, when you're planning a trip, what's one of the first things you need? Directions. You need driving directions. If you're going to arrive at the right destination, you've got to know where you're going and how to get there. Have you asked for directions? Now, most of us guys, We are known for not wanting to stop and ask for directions. But you know, all of us must ask if we're going to be successful on the spiritual journey that God has mapped. Psalm chapter 25, verse 4 tells us to ask God for directions. It says, "Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you." You see, we need to use our Bible as the ideal travel guide. That's what's going to lead us. You see, as you do that, you'll find that your path becomes clearer. God's the ultimate giver of directions, and He wants to show you the way to an ideal future. And so He maps out the road to eternal life, not to heaven, but to the kingdom of God on earth. You probably remember the informational sign that says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Now, that's a road marker. It's an important guidepost. God has clearly mapped out our salvation by way of the holy days that He reveals in the Bible. They show the roadmap to God's plan. You see, these holy days, which, well, unfortunately, so many Christians believe they've been done away with, and yet, they're markers that God uses for our guidance. Have you ever noticed what the Apostle Paul said in Acts chapter 18, verse 21? He said, "I must by all means keep this coming feast in Jerusalem, but I'll return again to you, God willing." You may have wondered about that passage. What feast is he talking about? And why would the church need to celebrate it? Especially since this was about 14 years or so after the death and resurrection of Jesus. You see, he obviously wasn't talking about Sunday or Christmas or Easter. None of those things. He was observing one of the annual holy days of God. Now, did you know that God has given us seven of them? Seven annual festivals, special holy days throughout the year that everyone should celebrate. Each one could be thought of as a yearly mile marker, commemorating a fantastic event in God's travel plans for salvation, for you and for all mankind. Now, when you start observing these days, it will add a sense of direction to your life. Now, there's a lot of territory to cover on this journey that we're making today, and we're just not going to be able to see it all. So that's why we've put the complete travel guide, you might say, into this booklet, God's Holy Day Plan, the promise of hope for all mankind. This free booklet, it explains what the Bible really teaches about the roadmap of God's holy days. It will make it easier for you to unlock a proper understanding of God's plan for you. Now, to request your booklet, call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go online to beyondtoday.tv to download, read, or order your copy of God's Holy Day Plan. As always, all of our publications are provided free of charge as an educational service. This booklet, God's Holy Day Plan, will take you step by step through the annual holy days given by God that were observed by Jesus and the early church. Now, you may have heard that these are Jewish observances and they're not important to Christians. But you know, that is not true. These divinely ordained holy days reveal God's plan of salvation for all mankind. So order your booklet today. It will help you to understand the incredible truth about your future. Now, if you have an e-reader, our booklets are available for download to your iPad, your Kindle, or even your Nook. And if you're on the social networks, go behind the scenes by joining our Beyond Today Facebook page or by following us on Twitter. Online, you can leave us a comment, ask us a question. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Now, there's no doubt that God has a plan. He tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Now, isn't that what we all want? We want peace, confidence, safe travels. Where can you realize the future hope that the Creator has planned for you? Well, God gives you spiritual roadside assistance through special holy days that symbolize the highway to salvation. Now, by observing these special days, God gives insight into His eternal plan. Unfortunately, many don't realize that Jesus Himself observed these festivals of God. Now, if we claim that Jesus is our Savior, if He's our King, we have to follow His example. Back in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, it states, "Whoever says that he lives in God must live as Jesus lived." Some translations say, "walk as Jesus walked." So, if Jesus celebrated God's holy days, then we have to too. We have a record. You might say we have a travel log of sorts showing that Christ kept these days. He commanded these days of worship. You can find this in Matthew 26, verse 17. John chapter 5, verse 1. John chapter 7, verse 10. Just to name a few New Testament passages that show that Jesus kept these days. Some will argue that Jesus observed these days only because He was Jewish. Now, if that were the only reason, why would His disciples, why would the New Testament church follow His directions and continue to observe the same festivals? It's a fact. In the book of Acts alone, there is passage after passage after passage that bear this out. Did you know that faithful Christians continued for centuries after Christ's death to follow His example in keeping the festivals? And they do this to this very day. Jesus made a powerful statement in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. He commanded His followers to teach them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Now, it's interesting to note that original word for observe means to watch or to keep. What did Jesus command to observe and keep? Did He command us to celebrate Easter or Christmas? You won't find that on the roadmap. You won't find that in your Bible at all. So if we honestly follow His guide, we'll keep what He kept. We'll watch the calendar to anticipate and prepare for the biblical holy days that Jesus Christ Himself observed. Now, these aren't empty dead ends on the road of life. God's holy days are relevant to you, and they have tremendous spiritual meaning. Remember, God gave us seven of them, seven annual festivals, special holy days throughout the year that everyone should celebrate. Now, let's take a moment and notice one of these annual festivals that marks out and points the way that leads to eternal life in God's coming kingdom. There's something very interesting that's recorded for us after traveling more than 20 years after the crucifixion. More than two decades had passed since the death and resurrection of Jesus. This is when the Apostle Paul gave some vital instructions to God's church in Corinth. Let's notice what he instructed them. He said, "Stop the contagious spread of sin." Now, it's important to realize that most of the church members that he's writing to there were not Jewish. Notice how he guides them in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6. "Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you are truly unleavened. For indeed, Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." What's he talking about here? There's a great spiritual object lesson in this feast called the Days of Unleavened Bread. Now, that may sound kind of funny. It may sound a little bit odd, but it expresses an amazing symbolism. Leaven, or yeast, is like sin. And just as leaven spreads throughout the whole batch of dough, so sin, if you don't stop it, it's going to spread throughout you. You can understand what the Bible has mapped out for you by observing this New Testament Christian feast. Back in the Old Testament, Exodus 12 reminds us that we're to observe the Feast of Unleavened Bread by literally removing leaven from our homes during these days. There are special holy day services as well. So the New Testament builds on the foundation of the Old by emphasizing the spiritual intent of these days. So, you see, like leaven, like yeast, sin can grow and spread until it permeates our life. Putting leavening out of our homes during this time is symbolic of putting sin out of our lives. Now, we realize that we can only do this with help. It's only through Jesus Christ living in us that helps us to overcome and remove sin. So we need to examine ourselves. We need to repent. We need to strive to change. And by allowing Christ to live in us, we develop His nature, His character, His attitude. In fact, here's the way the New International Version translates that passage. 1 Corinthians 5:6 says, "Your boasting is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast leavens the whole batch of dough? Get rid of the old yeast so that you may be a new unleavened batch as you really are. For Christ our Passover lamb has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us keep the festival, not with the old bread leavened with malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." The Feast of Unleavened Bread points to Jesus. And it reminds us that we can be delivered from sin and transformed by allowing Him to live in us. Now, remember, who was the Apostle Paul instructing? Mostly non-Jewish Christians. In a sense, he pointed out a gigantic billboard to remind us. He said, "Let us celebrate the festival. Let us keep the festival. Let us observe the feast. Let us keep the feast. Let us celebrate the feast." You see, this command, given more than 20 years after the crucifixion, is a powerful passage that shows the annual holy days were being observed by and taught to New Testament Christians. And they have deep, lasting spiritual meaning, especially for us today. Isn't it time you look more deeply into the meaning of these biblical festivals and what they teach us about God's roadmap? There's a lot to learn, and you can learn more about God's festivals and why they're important to you. And we want to help you with that. To help you, you need our free offer of the Good News magazine. When it seems that you're off the road, heading for a dead end, the Good News will help you understand what the Bible teaches about the most vital questions concerning your life, marriage, your family. What is true success? And why is it important to have a relationship with your Creator? There's even examples and explanations about His holy days. It will help you comprehend God's amazing plan for humanity, and especially for you personally. That's why you need your free subscription to the Good News. It will help you with the answers that you need for your life. So call us, toll free, 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or visit us on the web at beyondtoday.tv. Or call us free, 1-888-886-8632, to get your free subscription right now. The Good News not only examines world events in light of the Bible, but it will also help you with your everyday problems in life. So get your free subscription today. God's days of worship are so different from traditional Christianity. If you begin to follow that roadmap, you'll begin to discover new paths of understanding that God reveals. Now we're going to head down that highway and discuss this further with fellow host of the program, Dearest McNeely, and longtime church pastor, Rex Sexton. Welcome, guys. Now, as we think about these holy days, why is it important? Why is it important to realize that God has a roadmap as a plan?
Well, when you look at the holy days, the festivals in the Bible, Steve, you see a logic to them. There's a progression. You don't see that with the festivals, the holidays, especially the major holidays of Christianity, such as Easter and Christmas. You have Christ dying in the spring, and then you have him being born a few months later in the winter. There's no logic even in the way they're positioned. You look at God's holy days, outlined in the scriptures. They start with Christ's sacrifice and his resurrection. You talked about the Days of Unleavened Bread, which is a seven-day festival there that is at the head and the beginning of the holy days. They outline a plan of salvation that begins with the death of Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and his life in us, a spiritual life that we live, and we portray that through that seven-day festival. Those holy days then follow a logic as you move through them through the year that lead to the kingdom of God. They lead to a time of salvation. Each one flows to another and adds and builds step by step on the plan of God as to what he is doing with human life, leading to salvation and the kingdom of God on this earth, and ultimately salvation for all mankind. So you see a logic there. That's why they're so important, why this idea of the highway you're talking about does fit to help us understand that by following these holy days, we get to a destination, God's destination.
You know, I think as our viewers listen and watch, you know, they've got to think to themselves, okay, I can see that, you know, some of that's in the Bible. Maybe I don't know much about it, but what does it really matter? You know, what's the real point? Does it really matter what days we observe?
Well, Steve, only God can set aside time as holy. God created time. God created the heavens and the earth. So if men decide time is holy, it doesn't matter. Only God can. And God says specifically in Leviticus 23, these are my feasts, my hallowed times you shall keep in their seasons. So these are the days that God set up. It's actually encouraging that many Christian groups around the country are coming to understand they should be observing these days and keeping them. Sometimes you'll drive around and see a banner on a church lawn in the spring that says Spring Harvest Festival, or in the fall that says Fall Harvest Festival. Some even use the correct term Feast of Tabernacles. There are also a number of books you could find in Christian bookstores that are written about the holy days of the Bible and what they mean. I've even talked to perhaps the most successful author of those books in our time. And my observance is that it's my observation that these guys are beginning to understand we should keep them, but they don't really know why yet, that they try to take every holy day and make it mean the sacrifice of Jesus Christ to forgive our sins. Now, that's a very important message. It is the central core of Passover, and it does extend to all the rest of God's plan. But when you come to understand what the holy days really mean, their entire plan of salvation leading up to the establishment of God's kingdom here on the earth, and even the final resurrection of all those who have ever lived, it's a fabulous plan and something that people really do need to understand.
I do find it interesting, as Rex says, Steve, that people are looking into the Bible to find and to see that these festivals have meaning, and they're trying to learn what that meaning is in its fullest degree, and that's to be applauded. They are not able to put the whole picture together. And they don't always understand them either as holy time. They don't understand them as God's commanded assemblies. He quoted Leviticus 23, where it talks about these are my feasts. Really, the meaning of that word there is that these are God's appointments with us. Mm-hmm. And God has set these annual festivals, holy days, as appointments, and we don't want to miss those appointments. Those are appointments we want to be in attendance at, because each one tells us something. You have to keep them, and you have to keep them as commanded assemblies, as holy time, and observe them from the scriptural perspective to understand the full picture. And that's where so many of these authors, and I've read many of the same references and finding out that you know, people are beginning to turn to them, but they just don't get the whole picture together. They're to be applauded. But this booklet helps people to understand exactly what God is saying through those days. And you have to approach them mm-hmm. and revere those days as God's holy time.
So it's really fair to say that these things are important. These days are important for us today. It's not just an Old Testament thing, but it is a New Testament thing, isn't it?
Right. They're kind of like the flange on a railroad car that keeps the railroad car from going off in the ditch. It keeps it on the track. Keeping these holy days every year keeps us on track as to what God's plan for us and what God's plan for salvation for all mankind really is.
I suppose that's a big part of it, rather than just traditional kinds of things that once you complete them, it's kind of empty, it's done, it's over. These are things that not only map it out for you and I personally, but everybody. Well, it's an amazing story, and there's so much to it that I hope you'll get our free offers today, because they're really designed to help you as you study. God's Holy Day Plan, the promise of hope for all mankind, it goes into detail. It will help you to grasp the real truth about the roadmap of God's plan. You need to learn about it. You need to know why it's important to you. So order that booklet. And don't forget your free subscription to the Good News Magazine. This unique magazine will help you understand God's purpose and why it matters in your life. And not only that, the good news will also help you recognize what's going on in the world and how it relates to the Bible. Here's how to order your booklet and subscription. You can read it online at beyondtoday.tv or download it, read it later. Or you can request your own hard copy using our online form. You can also call us toll-free, 1-888-886-8632, to request both of these publications. Of course, we provide them free of charge as an educational service. So go online and request your free subscription now. You can leave us a comment as well, or even ask us a question. In fact, we received this question from Jim in Manitoba, Canada. He wrote, "I do have a question about keeping of the feasts. It seems Paul, in many of his writings, is referring to not worry about them. I'd appreciate your comments on the requirement to keep the feasts." Well, thanks for your questions about God's annual holy days. Now, those seven annual festivals are listed in order in Leviticus chapter 23. But did you know there's New Testament proof that these annual times are also intended for all of us today? You can find much of that evidence in the book of Acts. Here are just a few references. Passover and the days of unleavened bread are mentioned in Acts chapter 12. Pentecost is found in Acts chapter 2. The Day of Atonement, Acts chapter 27. Now, when you study these passages, it's clear from the context that these were days the Apostle Paul was teaching to celebrate, and that the early church was observing them. Isn't it time to begin looking at what you've assumed to be days that honor God? Open up God's roadmap, and you'll see what He's given us as the vehicle to understand His plan and purpose for your life. Don't forget, maps show us the way from where you are to your final destination. The Bible provides the only spiritual roadmap to the ultimate destiny of the kingdom of God. You can know God and come to comprehend His great plan. So keep your eyes on the destination and plan your journey by learning how to read God's roadmap. Thanks for joining me today. Now, if you missed some of today's program, you can go online and catch the entire program at beyondtoday.tv. Don't forget our free offers, and be sure to tell your family and friends about us. Tune in again next week at the same time for another edition of Beyond Today. I'm Steve Myers. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.